track 8. And at this point, we normally do the letters. Unfortunately, there aren't any letters in the paper today. So instead, we're going to have a look at In Tynmouth 50 years ago. That's Friday, April the 19th, 1974. Fire escapes. Concern at the lack of fire precautions and means of escape from buildings exceeding 2 stories in height was expressed in a report by Mr. N.J. Dan, District Planning Officer. He thought they would have to be flexible. There are houses in Tynmouth which are 2 stories high at the front and 3 at the back. If the owners have to install a fire escape, it is going to cost several hundred pounds. The task of investigating existing premises, inspecting and requiring works to be carried out is a mammoth one, and which will take several years to complete.
Butter. A woman shopkeeper remarked about the arrival of butter from a particular European country. "I think you'll find it a bit strong compared with English butter." Many of her customers had brought back another brand, complaining that it had gone off. The suppliers found by the code marks she had by mistake been sent blended butter, which should have been sent to the north of England, where people liked a stronger butter. A milder blend is usually sent to the south of England. There was nothing wrong with the butter. "I don't know what will happen when the New Zealand butter is finally stopped. People will buy it even though it's a penny or two dearer."
Streaker. "This is an example of the current craze of streaking," said Police Sergeant Lawrence J. Rung in Tynmouth Magistrate Court. "Constable Newton saw the naked figure of a man wearing only his socks running along the Bath Terrace at 11:08 p.m. He pursued him to Brunswick Street. The man was David MacDonald of 11 Elm Grove Road, Dawlish. He said, 'No, please let me go. I'm only doing this for a £5 bet. I don't want my parents to know.' He wished to apologise to anyone who was offended. It was dark and he did not think there would be anyone around. His friends told the constable that they would bring his clothes. It cost him a £20 fine."
Fire at the pier. Tynmouth was amongst 8 sections of the fire service called to the disastrous fire which destroyed the island bar on the Princess Pier, Torquay, on Tuesday morning. The bar, formerly the Princess Pier Concert Hall, was gutted. The building is owned by Torquay Corporation, but leased to the Southwestern Navigation Company Limited.
New clock for St Michael's. For 85 years, the St Michael's Church Tower clock has been telling the time to the people of Tynmouth, and now it has stopped, and many of your readers must be wondering why this public service servant has ceased to operate. The clock is being converted to the use of electricity, which will eliminate manual winding and enable us to bring back the hour striking and quarter chiming, except during the night hours, when an auto-silencing unit will cut out all the striking and chiming.
Huge assembly at funeral. The funeral for Mr. C.H. Hook took place at St. Peter's Church, Shaldon, on Thursday. The Reverend C.D. Wood officiated, and Mrs. Samuelson was at the organ. The hymns were "The Lord is My Shepherd" to the tune of Crimond, and "The Day Thou Givest." Interment was followed at Ringmore Cemetery. Mr. Hook was the eldest son of an old Shaldon boating family and served in the Navy from 1914 to 1918.